This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. We're talking about water, the importance of water, and how to get more of it. David called in from Illinois. Thank you, David, for calling in. And, David, I want to thank you. Mrs. Fanelli and I enjoyed seeing the pictures that you emailed me and Mrs. Fanelli of your white German Shepherd. Absolutely magnificent.
He's still growing, so he's still
He looks like he's right around 100 pounds at this point.
Yep. Yep, that's what he is. And, you know, I figured about now he'd leave my shoes alone, so I'd put them out. Nope, he's seen them suckers right away.
Put them back in the closet. Well, yeah. You don't need toes on your sneakers. You don't need heels. So here's a quick message about these IBC totes. First of all, they're getting harder to find. And the message that I'm hearing from some of the farmers and some of the guys who trade in these, buy them in bulk and, you know, with a big trailer and then resell them by the each, they're saying that the companies that have them are stripping out the plastic, recycling the plastic, and crushing the steel and recycling the steel. So they're taking a perfectly good IBC tote and selling it for its scrap value. That's what they're doing. So it's getting harder and harder to find.
Wow.
Yes. And in Springfield, I'm looking at Craigslist right now, 15-gallon food storage barrels with a lid, $35. Now, these are 15 gallons. 30-gallon plastic food-grade barrels with lids, $30. And 55-gallon food-grade plastic barrels with the bungs, the plastic bungs, $20. And the ones that are burned, they call them burn barrels. So they take a 55-gallon steel barrel. They cut the top out of it so it's open so you can throw things in and set them on fire and burn whatever you want to burn in them. $15. But that's the bottom grade of barrel. Typically, they're more expensive than that. Bottom line is they're getting harder to get. And I think you should do what Gwyneth is recommending as well, and that David's done it, Gwyneth's done it, we've done it. Get an IBC tote, food grade, and get the adapters. They come from China. You're not going to be able to get one that's made someplace else, I don't think. And make sure that if you're going to use it for water, you get the food grade. They're black, they're plastic, and they all look the same, or roughly the same. They are not the same. Make sure that if you're going to do it, that it says that it is food grade. It's a different kind of plastic. It's a shiny kind of a plastic rather than plastic that you might see under the hood of your car for the cooling system. It's a shiny type of a plastic, and that would be one way you could tell. And they are marked food grade. They all come from China, and you should spend about $10 a piece. That should be what it would cost to adapt the IBC tote to a garden hose or to a faucet. Make sure you get the right threads, fine thread versus coarse threads. Take a look and you'll see the difference. Look at them on eBay. All the pictures are there. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, whoever built this house back in the day did all the plumbing from the house to the water tower in black agricultural pipe. Okay, I didn't do that. But the people who built the house did it. And I don't think, you know, I think that they did as they pleased when they built this house, and I don't think there were any codes when they built this house. So, but anyway, I went to my local farm supply store, and I found that they sold an adapter. At the time, this was many years ago when I first installed it, I went to the farm supply store, and they sold an adapter at the farm supply store that fitted onto a food-grade IBC tote, and the other end of the adapter was specially designed to take an agricultural pipe type fitting. And so that was pretty good. And, you know, I could see why farmers would find that sort of thing useful, because you could put one of these totes onto the tray of your pickup, and you could use it to take water out to a field and water trees, and use your agricultural pipe, have the agricultural pipe set up in the field, and then when you drove out to your field, then you just, you know, screw the agricultural pipe into the fitting on the tote, which is designed to take an agricultural pipe. Do you know what I mean? You get the agricultural irrigation pipes, then you get this fat sort of fitting on the end of it, and it screws on, and you can put agricultural pipe together like a Lego set.
Mm-hmm. I believe what you're talking about is a pipe thread on one end and a barbed fitting or a barbed part of this agricultural adapter on the other end. And in the United States, we call that PVC, black PVC pipe. And it's for potable water.
Yeah.
It's food grade.
That's right.
So it's black. It comes in half inch, three quarter inch, 1 inch. It comes in a big roll, and the roll might be as small as 100 feet. It might be 250 feet, 500 feet. It's relatively inexpensive. And typically it's direct burial. It comes in two thicknesses, you know, a heavier grade that can withstand more rocks, and a lighter grade that if you don't have a lot of rocks, you can just directly bury it below the frost line. So that's typically what's done. It works really well. It's inexpensive, and you might want to consider this class. And we've done this. We built a water tower out of these IBC totes, and they're at the, you know, at the highest point so that it'll gravity feed into the house. And you can do the same thing. You can build that. Gwyneth has one. And I suggest you consider it. And I suggest you look at your garage. If you have a garage and it's at the, if it will accommodate two 50-inch tall totes, stack one on top of another one. That's 100 inches. You need a little bit more than that. You need about 112 inches so you can open the cap and fill it. Put one tote on top of another tote. And now you have a water tank or a water tower. Fill them up. And keep the valve closed, maybe put in a small amount of chlorine bleach, just regular chlorine bleach. I'm talking about maybe a teaspoon for the whole tank. And that will keep the biologicals from growing in there. It's not great to drink that, but it's better than the pathogens that will grow in the tank if they start to grow. And that's what they do with city water anyway. And, of course, you want to let the water, the chlorine volatilize before you drink it. But you can certainly use it for washing, and I think it'll work. So, and you can plumb that right into your house plumbing. So if the city water quits or your well quits and you've got that filled up, you can gravity feed it and you can get some water out of your lowest height faucet or maybe the bathtub. You're not going to be able to take a shower with it because you need more pressure than that for a shower. But you can certainly bathe in a couple gallons of water. Any comments, David?
I went with that is we did have a drought in Illinois, like 86, 87, and it was bad. And the engineers that I worked with as a student, they built their own homes and they had wells. And the guy said, if they tell you to get one, put two in. They say two, put three. So he had two wells in his property, and then if that wasn't enough, we put that 4-inch white pipe underground from his gutters to each one with like a float ball when it filled up. Never ran out of water. everyone else in water was expensive. They were even limited when you can go to the laundromats. So you never know. If it happens, and look at how much water. I don't know about you. Don't have a water bill. We do. I couldn't believe how much it's going up now. Well, and if you have to use it, it's there.
Think about this, class. Think about the average home uses between 80 and 100 gallons of water a day per person. So if you have three people in your house in the United States using about one IBC tote of water per day, here's it's not sustainable. We've done some really stupid things. So, for example, we built cities and we have flushing toilets to take perfectly good drinking water and flush it down the toilet. Makes no sense whatsoever. And if you look back at the medieval times, at the castles in Europe, they had an area with like a bench and a hole in it, and the king would just sit on this little bench with a hole in it, and that was the toilet. There was no flushing toilet. That was it. Gwyneth, tell me I'm wrong.
You're absolutely right. And when you say about a household going through an IBC of water a day, well, my jaw was hanging open. Because I'll tell you how much water we use around here. And even when there was the three of us, that was myself and my two sons in the household, okay, we would go through one IBC of water a week. And there were no, I mean, my sons are still alive and well, and they're perfectly fit and healthy. And there's you know, we didn't suffer any ill health consequences from going through one IBC cube of water a week. And, you know, I couldn't imagine what I would do with one IBC a day. I would consider myself to be completely irresponsible. I would say, whoa, hang on. I've got to put a stop to this. That would be my reaction if I found I was going through one IBC cube of water a day. Because this is it. I've got 40,000 liters of water stored in big tanks, cisterns, that are sitting just downhill from my house. And as I mentioned, often during the summer, for 5 or 6 months at a time, we get no rain whatsoever. Okay? So that 40,000 liters has to last us all summer. And I think I've only ever, it's in two tanks. One of them is 17,500 liters and the other one's 25,000 liters or 23,500 liters, sorry. 23,500 liters or 22,500 or whatever it is. But the thing is, if I run out of water, I'm in a really bad situation, okay? Because I don't necessarily, you know, you can go and buy water by the tanker delivered. And I have done that, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times in 1 year in the past when I was here. And then I really got to and decided, right, I'm going to get to with my catchment management. So I started digging trenches at that time. It's been an ongoing project ever since.
David,
I couldn't imagine what I'd do with one a day.
We've got Greg on hold. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Greg has just joined in. He called in. I just want to make one quick comment. I don't want to let this escape without saying this today. This morning, I was preparing for class, and I was sitting at the computer, and I heard a sound I've never heard before. And I would call it a sonic crack. Now, if you've all heard the sound of a shotgun, it goes boom because the projectile's slow moving. If you heard the sound of a high-powered rifle, there's a crack to it because the projectile goes really fast and breaks the sound barrier very quickly. Well, we've had plenty of sonic booms over the years here at the farm. It rattles the whole stone house. But this thing this morning was a crack. It was different. And I ran outside, and there was a plane flying at a very high altitude. This is different. The reason I'm mentioning this is on Thursday I'll be with Kyle, and we'll have a few minutes. If you've heard one of these, I'd like to hear about it. I'm sure the class would as well. Have you heard a sonic crack? Is it different? Or is it just my imagination running wild? Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. I've got a lot of information, so I'm going to try and shove it all in here real quick. First thing I want to say is that look it up on the Internet. It's a free download. It's called Barrelponics. And if you're doing a small little greenhouse and in a drought situation, it's a wonderful thing to have to build. Tells you how to build it out of 55-gallon drums. Now, around here, the area I live, we got a lot of farmers and a lot of hay farmers, and they use what's called baler acid. Now, there's a deposit on the totes at $50, and they will sell you those totes for $50. But what I did with mine, because it was Baylor acid, is I put water in it and baking soda to neutralize the acid. But I was talking to a friend of mine about an underground greenhouse, and he lives in a very arid area in Nevada, southern Nevada, southwestern Nevada. And I went to visit him, and he had built an underground greenhouse, and he had used these totes, and he had made a complete circle around the greenhouse with these totes, and they were all connected together, and they had pallets over the top of them and with hinges. And he opened one up, and there was water flowing through them, and they were full of tilapia. And what he would do with the water from the tilapia is he was doing hydroponics in his greenhouse, running it through the PVC pipes. And his greenhouse just looked fantastic. Now, the thing about tilapia, when you want them to spawn, you get the water to the right temperature, and they will breed. And you can do that using the sun to heat the water.
Yeah. We have an instructor, Alan Busick, and Franco Molia, and they were on Doomsday Preppers. They came to the expo, a bunch of expos, and they demonstrated their hydroponics, aquaponics, I should say, and it really worked. So they were growing tilapia, and Alan had in his former house, just outside of Springfield, Missouri, he excavated, and he put in some fish ponds underground, and he did exactly what you're talking about, and it worked.
And you can't, don't see it unless you lifted up the pallet. I would have never known.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. The only thing you're going to lose in that greenhouse is the evaporation when you open up and close the doors.
Mm-hmm.
So you got lot of water, a lot of food. The tilapia take care of the plants. The plants take care of the tilapia. It's a good symbiotic relationship, and really works well.
And what they did was they took a bin and threw compost in it, you know, banana peels, apple peels, tomato peels, you know, whatever they were going to put in their compost. And they had this bin, and it just, worms grew in it. They just showed up. And what they did was they fed the worms to the fish.
Yeah.
And the fish produced... the waste from the fish was the fertilizer for the plants. It all worked really pretty darn well. It really did.
Yeah. I'd like to say a word about the tote. If you want to use a tote for a water tank, you're going to want to build a building that has no windows in it so that you can cut out all the light. That way it won't grow moss inside your water supply.
That's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. You're in a building, and I have 2 inches of closed cell styrofoam insulation so that the tanks won't freeze. That's what I did. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Attorneys for Lori and Chad Daybell, charged with conspiracy to kill their children in Idaho and steal their Social Security benefits, asked a judge on Tuesday to send the case back to the grand jury because they say the indictment is confusing. Arizona charges against Lori are on hold for now. People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. The Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday there will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people in the West and Mexico. Syria's foreign minister denied Wednesday it's holding a U.S. journalist, Austin Tice, or other Americans after President Biden accused the Syrian government of detaining him. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney loses her re-election campaign in a blowout to lawyer Harriet Hageman Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
In the final frontier, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski advanced from her primary, along with Kelly Shibaka, her GOP rival, endorsed by President Trump, while Republican Sarah Palin was among the candidates bound for the November general election in the race for Alaska's only House seat. The state of Florida, always one step ahead of the federal government in D.C., is setting up plans now to combat the army of IRS agents hired by the Democrats to squeeze every penny out of hardworking Americans. The Florida CFO, Jimmy Petronas, says if these new agents step out of line in Florida, they will be met with the long arm of the law.
87,000 new IRS agents will now be hired. Now, the wealth has moved to Florida. If we look over just the past year, $23 billion of new annual income just last year alone has moved to the state of Florida. One, we're going to require all state chartered banks to report any type of IRS engagement. We're going to require licensure of all IRS agents as they enter into the state of Florida. And then there's going to be a fee that will be spun off from that license. That fee will go into a trust fund. That trust fund will then be a civil defense fund, or if it needs to be used for suits against the IRS for politically motivated targeting.
Join millions in celebrating today's Baby Boomers Recognition Day. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This can be slight and when you go for 2 seconds
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Greg, do you have any other quick comments you wanted to share with Gwyneth? Because I know she's got a lot more on her on the blackboard.
No, I would just check with farmers on those totes because, you know, like I say, they put a $50 deposit on them. So they are very easy to negotiate to get all you want. And if you see a farmer with a bunch of them stacked up, chances are he'd like that cash in his pocket.
We don't see a lot of them around here. I don't know if it's different where you live, but there are not very many of them here, and they're hard to get. and you know, the price has gone up. They were, let's say, $35 to $50, as David said, he saw it at $50, and now the absolute rock bottom price is $80, typically more like $130. Now you can get ones that are contaminated. You can get, you know, ones that are contaminated with toxins. You can get them for maybe $100, but the food grade ones that you can clean out, that you can reuse for potable water, that's a different story. They're more expensive. But do you recommend that everyone get one as well?
Oh, absolutely. They're invaluable. You know, you use the barrel or the they call them. I don't know what you call them, but they're the little black with the little black grommets with the threaded inside. Tank adapters is what we call them. You can do all kinds of things with them. And you can heat water, making a little solar panel and running some black tubing through it with some glass over the top of it, a little box to control the temperature. And say you want to spawn some, you know, tilapia. Mm-hmm. The tilapia are mouth breeders. They actually protect their young in their mouths. But anyway.
You can use these tubs for a lot of things. You can cut the top off them, and you can make raised bed gardens out of them. You can cut them in half, slice them in half, so that you have
water
a top
crop
and a bottom half, and make a raised bed garden out of that. You can make little animal hutches, chicken coops out of them, cut the side out, you know, make a little door. You can do a lot of things with these things. So they're really great. But the highest and best use, as far as I'm concerned, is storing drinking water.
Absolutely.
Greg, thanks so much
Absolutely.
For being with us. I'll see you on Friday.
Thank
I'll
you.
See you
Friday.
Friday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, just before we leave the topic of IBC cubes, I've heard of people storing grain in them, and they are an excellent grain storage. And that ball valve, you can open it up, and it will allow grain to flow out as easily as it will allow water to flow out, because grain in its stored state is actually a fluid. So, you know, if you get a 2-inch spigot at the bottom of a grain silo, the grain will flow through it. So I don't know if other people have considered that, but I've certainly heard of people doing that around here. And you fill them up at the top. And when you need a bucket of grain, you just open up the ball valve and, you know, there you go. So I don't know if you've heard of people doing that. But once again, must be food grade. I absolutely agree with that. The ones that I've got, they still had, they had come from a bakery, and they, as far as I know, and they still had, they had corn glycerin in the bottom of them, and they still had the food-grade corn glycerin that you would use in baker's products in the bottom of them. So that's the best evidence that they are food-grade, and also they had the FDA sticker on it that said this is food-grade. So that's what you look for. You look for the product that was in the bottom of it. And if you are buying one, you ask what it was used for, and you request that the person not wash it out so that you can see what product that was used to store, whether it was oil or glycerin or molasses. And a lot of people who have horses, for example, race horses, they buy these, they buy IBC cubes full of molasses as a livestock food for their horses, and also for cattle and pigs and all this sort of thing. When you want to fatten an animal fast, the best way to do it is with molasses. And I used to rehabilitate, you know, horses that, you know, were pretty thin and, you know, had not been looked after very well for quite a long time. And I found that the best way to fatten a horse quickly was oats soaked in molasses, soaked in a solution of molasses. And that was the best way to fatten up a horse quickly. And you mix the molasses solution in with the chaff. You know, that's another way of doing it. But you know, you don't give the horse a huge amount. You might give it like a cup a day of molasses. But if you've got a whole stable of horses, you'll find that you go through that molasses really quick. And so there's a lot of big stables, they buy IBC cubes of molasses when they want to have their horses really looking good all the time. And I don't know, you might be able to get one that way, because I don't know what they would do with the IBCs after that. You know, so
well,
that might be
right.
Worth checking out if you're in an area with a lot of horses, or cattle or pigs. There are other animals that need fattening quickly sometimes. Yep.
Well, you're right. We were able to buy some food-grade steel 55-gallon barrels and food-grade plastic 55-gallon barrels, both with bungs in them. And they were, at one time, about $13 a piece. I'm talking just a couple years ago, like 2 years ago. And we bought them from a company that literally buys the equivalent of molasses from abroad and pours it into small jars and sells it on the Internet. So you can buy, you know, an 8-ounce bottle or jar of syrup, and it came out of a steel drum from Africa. No kidding. Or a plastic drum from Africa. And one of the things that we did was exactly what you recommended. We would not buy the barrels if we considered using any of them for food, even dog food, if we didn't know what was in it. So we got them full of the molasses or the syrup, you know, residue on the bottom that wouldn't pour out. And then we washed them out with a, you know, with a garden hose and washed and soaked and got them all cleaned out. Some of them have removable lids, and we keep dog food in them. So a 55-gallon drum with a removable lid with a quick band seal, you know, strap with a lever, and you latch the seal on, keeps the mice out of the dog food. So you can keep the dog food in a barn or in your basement or your garage, and you can put about 3 bags of dog food, you know, 350-pound bags of dog food, or chicken scratch, or chicken feed, or range cubes, or horse feed in these barrels. And the good thing about them is, you know, the moisture doesn't get in and out. It kind of is stable in there. Some moisture gets in, but not too much. And it keeps the rodents out, so you don't lose the feed to the mice and other predators. Great way to go. But, as Gwyneth said, I would not buy one that didn't have the label on it, and I wouldn't buy one that also didn't, that was cleaned out. I don't want them cleaned out. I don't want to be anybody cleaning them out, because I don't trust people I don't know. I mean, maybe they're absolutely honest, but if I don't know them, I don't know them. And I really want to see the contents. I want to see it with my own eyes. Exactly what you said, Gwyneth. And I'd rather go through the labor and the time and the little tiny bit of expense to clean them out and make sure that I'm not going to kill myself or my family because someone said, no, that wasn't used for Roundup. No, that was some food product. So that applies to 55-gallon barrels, plastic and metal. It applies to IBC totes. Back to you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, the other thing is, I think that when I first put the IBC onto the water tower, I didn't even bother to rinse it out because it only had glycerine in it, you know, food-grade baker's glycerine. And so I think the water just tasted kind of sweet for a while. And it, you know, but that was many, 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 many years ago, and eventually it all flushed through. And it was colourless. And it just made the water taste nice. So that's the other thing. If you're in a situation where the food grade product is colourless and odourless and actually tastes nice, maybe you just want to flush the water through. And especially if you're in a situation where you're in a semi-arid area, maybe it doesn't pay to waste that water by flushing it out.
There's something else there. If you left the food grade glycerin, I'm pretty sure that it weighs less than water, so it would float on top of the water, and it would actually protect the water from contamination from whatever's in the air that is in the IBC tote.
Yeah, probably for a while.
Yeah.
You know, eventually it will mix with the water, and it will, you know, get flushed through, and you'll eat it, and then it'll get pooped out and go into the soil. But it's only what you buy in baker's products anyway, if you're ever going to, you know, if you're ever going to buy stuff from the bakery that has glycerine in it, like icing sugar, for instance. You know, you get the fancy cake icings, they have glycerine in them, and that's what they use them for. And also various other baker's products as well. I'm not a baker, so, you know, oh well, there we go. But this is it. And, but yeah, you know, IBCs are like gold. They absolutely are. They can be used for a zillion and one different things. They can even be used for making a methane digester. And if I manage to get a couple of IBCs and some more pipe, I would probably make a methane digester if I could get a hold of two or three IBCs. But this is it. We're getting so close to the end now of civilization. And one thing I would like to discuss today as well, just, you know, I know we're running out of broadcast, but I want to discuss the diesel engine oil situation. If you have any new information regarding that, because I'll tell you what I'm noticing, Vincent. I'm noticing that it's becoming unobtainable. It's, you know, you can get 15W40, which as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, is gasoline engine oil. 15W40 is gasoline engine oil, right?
No, typically no. Typically, W stands for winter. The lower the number, the more it is pourable in cold weather. So 5W20 is gasoline engine oil, 0W20, 5W30, 10W30, 10W40. Those are typically gasoline engine oils. 15W40 is usually diesel engine oil specific gravity range. So that's what we use here at our farm for diesel engine oils and some for diesel engines, 15W40, and also for some of our single cylinder.
You need to get your hands on some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So to cut quickly to the chase, the smaller the number, the more suitable for cold weather the engine oil is in terms of the viscosity. So 10 weight oil is more flows better in cold weather than 30 or 40 weight oil. So 15W40 is typically used for diesel engine oils. That's typically the grade of oil that you, or the weight of the oil. Gwyneth, back to you.
Okay. Here in Victoria, just during the break, I looked up on the internet on my phone, Sinopec diesel engine oil, 15W40, 200 litres, so it's a 50-gallon drum. It's not 250 litres anymore, it's 200 litres. $878.68 for 50 litres, 50 gallons, for 50 gallons of 15W40 Sinopec diesel engine oil in Victoria at the moment, and it's showing as in stock. But I don't know what sort of quantities they have, you know, and I don't know what, I know anecdotally from talking to the guys in the servos and the service stations that the shipping times are delayed and the quantities that they can get are delayed. Although, so although they're showing up on the internet as in stock, I don't know what that exactly means anymore. You know, it's kind of crazy. People are not saying what they mean. I mean, by in stock, does that mean that it's sitting on a boat which is halfway between here and China? Or does that mean that it's in a warehouse in Melbourne? You know, because in stock does not necessarily mean in stock anymore. Does that make sense, Vincent?
I don't know, right, I don't know what it means, and I just looked up, I just typed in for Sam's Club on their website, diesel engine oil, just generic terms, and Shell Rotella, synthetic blend, out of stock, shipping, out of stock, Pickup out of stock. Mobile Delvac, shipping out of stock. Pickup out of stock. Delivery out of stock. And then here's another thing that I guess we might as well expose this as well. So compressors, air compressors, like shops use, typically use a non-detergent oil, non-detergent 30 weight, single weight oil. So the detergent additive package for gasoline and diesel engine oil is not in this. It doesn't need it. It actually makes it worse if you use a detergent oil, you know, straight gasoline engine oil or diesel engine oil, and an air compressor. So I need non-detergent 30 weight oil, and it's getting really hard to find it. Now, Walmart says they had it. It's listed at $3.08 a quart, which is really a wonderful price. But when you go to the website, it's $4.42. Valvoline sells theirs at $8 a quart. And if you go to some websites, non-detergent SAE 30 weight oil, $54 a gallon. These are sky-high prices. Sky-high. Because, frankly, non-detergent 30-weight oil is the least expensive you can get because it doesn't have the additive package. And Valvoline sells theirs for $8. I have a feeling that's the next thing that's going to be in short supply. And think about this. What in the heck are you going to do if you can't get oil for your compressor? You can put automatic transmission fluid in there. It'll work fine until it eats the seals and destroys your compressor. You can use 5W30 for a while until the additives destroy your compressor. Bottom line is, you really need non-detergent 30 or non-detergent 40 weight oil. And it's hard to find it. It really is. We have 3 quarts of it that we use for general lubrication purposes. And what are we going to do when that runs out? I mean, really, $54 for a gallon of no-name non-detergent 30 oil? I don't think I want to buy no-name stuff. I already learned about that. Orsland taught me a real expensive lesson in what happens when you buy house brand lubricating oils. I don't trust Supertech because Supertech sold that same stuff that Orsland sold, and they called it tractor hydraulic fluid, and it destroyed tractor steering systems, hydraulic cylinders, hoses, every piece of equipment that we put it in, the Orsland brand Sitco manufactured tractor hydraulic fluid, it was mislabeled on purpose, destroyed all of our equipment. All of it. Gwyneth, any quick comments?
Just before we go, this is, I think, a more accurate view of how things really are. 37 products showing up on a Google search for diesel engine oil. Only 6 of them are available to collect today.
Yep. Class, we've been telling you for...
In other words, they've got to order the rest in. Out of 37
right?
products, only 6 are available to collect today.
Right. Same thing with capacitors. Same thing with pretty much any part that you need. Stuff that you don't need, you can get that. But things that you need to repair what you have or maintain what you have, that's getting tougher and tougher by the nanosecond. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. See you next week.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.